Well, yeah, they got to stay in their lane. You know, raw sushi is for sushi chefs, and the sushi chefs are at good sushi restaurants. And I'm sure there's some really good sushi chefs at, you know, places that mass produce it, but, you know, I'm not going to try to figure out. There's another one of obnoxious Tesla trucks. Good Lord, who'd want one of those? Anyhow, yep. But I do like sushi. And there is a difference between mediocre sushi and good sushi. So I'm pretty lucky. Even the Kroger's by me, the Kroger Marketplace by me, they seem to have a pretty good sushi chef there, and they make a pretty good sushi. I still stick with the cooked stuff there. If I'm going to do, there's a couple of, I got plenty of places I can go if I want to venture into the exotics and the raw and stuff like that. But yeah, as far as Indian goes, like I said, I got a lot of Indian by me where I live here, and I was always kind of like, eh, you know, it's okay, but no great shake. It's nothing I'm really, you know, can't wait to go to. And then I tried this little place at Penn and Ryan called Bismala. Went there with a coworker who suggested it, and I was very impressed. And I've been back 3, 4, 5 times now, and everything's always outstanding. It's just like next level. They got a little buffet they do for lunch, so I wouldn't mind doing that sometime. It's like $9, and it's all you can eat buffet. A lot of different little things you can get. So, all right, I'm not far from home. I heard a third party jump in there. I will let them jump in and then pass it over to Wally. I will listen out and be back when I get inside and settled, but I've got work to do, so I don't know how much time I'll have to play on the radio. W8FU, who was it that jumped in there? Wasn't sure.